Thank you for tuning in for the next 30 minutes to Victory Gospel Lighthouse Church. We are located at 907 Howard Street in Jennings, Louisiana. We would like to invite you to be our guest Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for our regular service and Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. for Bible study. For more information, please contact us at P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. Now stay tuned for an exciting and anointed message from Pastor Austin Spell.
Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles this morning, go with me to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18. We'll share some scripture with you there. And this is several passages of scripture that we've preached from in 1 Kings, and this is one of them. But the Lord gave me something to share with you this morning from these verses of scripture that I believe will be important as we learn how to respond and how to get a result out of what we pray for when we ask God for the things that we want or need in our life. So let me share with you from 1 Kings chapter 18, beginning in verse 41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and he looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariots and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heavens were black with clouds and wind. There was a great rain, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Now this story is about the futile effort of the prophets of Baal and the victory that came through one man who had faith in God. Remember, the basis of all that we receive and we want and desire and get from God begins with faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so this story tells us about faith. Tells us about faith when it confronts unbelief. It doesn't matter who is against you. It only matters who is with you. Yeah, the enemy we know is against us, and we know he works in many different ways to try to combat the child of God, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you see, that doesn't really matter. What we need to understand is what God says. And he said, I am with you. He was with Elijah. It didn't matter that there were 450 prophets of Baal and there was only one man of faith. It didn't matter. Because Elijah realized that with God, he was the majority. It didn't matter about the number. It didn't matter about how many was against him. It only mattered of who was with him. And if you're with God, excuse me, you're in the majority this morning. So we find Elijah in a contest with these 450 prophets of Baal. And God is about to do something great to once again prove who and what he is. And that he is the one and only God. If you'll pay attention to what God does in your life, you'll find out that every once in a while, God proves himself to you. In fact, he said in the book of Malachi, we can prove him by our faithfulness. We can, because he proves who he is to you. It's a shame that sometimes we miss that. We must always look to God. He is the one true God. Now Elijah summoned the people at the top of Mount Carmel, and he challenged the prophet of Baal. Now, this story, the way we read it, it sounds like it happened in a day, but it didn't. There were weeks of preparation. There were weeks of gathering people and to get to this mountain because Elijah had told the people that he was going to, his God was going to prove that day who really was God. So he tells the prophets of Baal to choose two bullocks, one for them and one for him, and to prepare one for them on the sacrifice to their God. Now, the story says that they did this, and they began to call on the name of Baal. It's so sad today that there are so many people still calling on the name of Baal. It may not be that name, but it's the same false god. From morning until noon, the Bible says they leaped, they yelled, they jumped on the altar, they cut themselves, but to no avail. Baal did not answer. You know why? Because Baal did not exist. And he still doesn't exist today. Now, Elijah begins to do something that I believe God instructed him to do, but might seem kind of strange. It probably did seem strange to some of the people that were there that day. About noontime, Elijah and his God take over, and he turns all the people's attention back to the altar. Now, the altar in the Word of God's always, in the Old Testament, has always looked for the cross. It was the same principle, the same type. The altar was the type of the cross. And the final results that you are looking for in your situation must begin by a look at the cross. You can't start anywhere else. We sing about this old ship of Zion, and we sing about the airplane flight, one-way flight to glory. You can't get on any of these flights or on the old ship of Zion just anywhere. It doesn't stop just anywhere. You have to get on at the cross. That's where your boarding pass is, at the cross. And these altars were a type of the cross of Jesus Christ. So Elijah told his servant to go and look. And this was actually the first step of faith. You have to understand that sometimes you have to take the step of faith before God can prove who He is to you. Because if you don't take that first step of faith, then God is not going to be able to prove Himself to you, because the only thing that pleases God is faith. Scripture says that. God is only pleased by our faith. He's not pleased by how much we holler or how much we dance or how much we do all of this stuff. Oh no, all of that can go on and on and on and on. God does not prove Himself to you by doing that. God proves Himself to you when you exercise your faith in God. And that's what was recognized here, Elijah's faith. He had to take that step of faith. And the altar being a type of the cross, the rain was a type of the Holy Spirit, and after the prophets of Baal had failed miserably, God's anointing took over. You may be in a bad situation this morning. You may be at a point in your life where it seems like there's no hope. You've come to the end. And sometimes you feel that way when you're battling sickness for a long time, or battling financial problems for a long time, whatever it may be. If you're not careful, you'll let your faith slide a little bit, and doubt will enter in, and doubt is the thing that destroys your faith in God. And so you can't look at someone else or get your eyes upon things in this world and let your faith falter. Because God honors faith alone. He doesn't honor works. Your works He honors when they are done unto Him. Good works to the Lord Jesus Christ. But the worshipers of Baal had done some good works. They built an altar. They slaughtered a bullock. They put it on. They went through whole process of gathering wood and making a fire. They did all the good things, but to no avail. But when we do works unto God, it's done by faith. And then God honors that faith and He honors our works. Now, the Bible says Elijah got down on his knees to talk to God. Now, his posture or position in prayer witnessed to the intensity. It witnessed to the intensity of his supplication. You see, you don't have to do that. There's no certain position that the Bible says we have to do or be in order to pray. But what we do have to do is have the intensity in our prayer. You've got to pray like you mean it. The Bible tells us that we are to pray this way. The fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man, again, it gains much. What is a fervent, effectual prayer? That's one that's prayed with the intensity, amen, that you believe God, and you have that understanding that when you pray like this, God is going to answer your prayer. It's not, now lay me down to sleep. That's a good prayer for kids when you're teaching them how to pray. But the prayer that we have to pray when we believe God has some intensity to it. Lord, this prayer is intended for you to hear because I know you're going to answer my prayer. So he fell on his face, put his knees, put his hands between his face between his knees, and he began to pray. So even though God had promised the rain, now here's where you have to get a hold to God's promise. Even though God had promised the rain, Elijah still prayed and persevered. We have the promise of God, many promises, great, effectual promises of God, wonderful promises. But we still have to pray. We still have to show our faith. We still have to allow God to prove Himself to us. And that's what Elijah was doing. He had the promise from God. He had heard from God or he wouldn't have done what he did. And in hearing from God, he knew that God was going to send the rain. But in the process of knowing that, he still had to pray and believe God. In the process of us knowing the promises of God that belong to us as Christian believers, we still must pray and show our faith so God can prove Himself to us today. So when you pray fervently with great faith, even if God doesn't answer right away, right when you want Him to, like we oftentimes make demands of God. You know what I need, and I need it now, Lord. But that's not the prayer we're to pray. When you want God to answer, you have to have faith in that promise that He's given you. And when you can't wait upon the Lord for Him to answer your prayer, your faith is diminished. You just keep struggling without faith, and pretty soon you have no faith in God. You may still believe in Him, but you have no faith that He can do anything. So Elijah sent his servant out to look for a sign of rain. He came back with a negative answer. No sign, there's nothing. How many times have you prayed, and you haven't seen a sign, and there's nothing there? And you give up. Oh, no. Elijah didn't give up. The Bible says he sent his servant out seven times. Now, seven is God's number, you know. You can follow the sevens through the Bible and you find out it's always the hand of God that moves on the seventh. So, knowing this, Elijah claimed the promise of God and sent his servant out seven times. Now, Elijah didn't have the benefit of the New Testament. He didn't have all that we have today with the knowledge of God's number and man's number and all the other numbers. So why did he send him out seven times? Because he heard from God. And God, I'm sure, had told Elijah, I'm going to prove myself today to the congregation that you have here. Remember at the beginning of this story in this book, Elijah had faced the congregation or the people of God, and he said, choose you this day who you're going to serve. If the prophets of Baal, if Baal is true, then serve Baal. But if God is true, you're going to serve God. Now, he made that statement because he knew by faith that God was real. God had spoken to him. God speaks to us in many different ways. God speaks through his word. He speaks through the Holy Spirit. He speaks through the conscience that we have. He speaks to our inner being. And he speaks to us many times, and we turn a deaf ear. And what happened to your faith when you prayed the first time and nothing was there? That didn't seem to bother Elijah. No, he said, go back again and take a look. Well, he came back the second time. Nothing there. 3, 4, 5, 6 times, nothing's there. Elijah said, go take another look. Now, he came back with an answer. But it wasn't the kind of answer you and I would want. Oh, God, we want a big thing. But he came back with this answer. Well, Master, I see on the horizon a little cloud. It's only about the size of a man's hand. And I'm sure the servant thought, that don't look very good to me. Doesn't look like that's going to accomplish very much. But what did Elijah say? Oh, now he spoke to his God by faith. He told the servant, go tell the king Ahab that if he wants to get off of this mountain, he better hurry up. Because it's fixing to rain. And it's going to rain so hard and so much, if he's caught up here, he won't be able to get down. Now, how far out does your faith reach this morning? If you pray a fervent, effectual prayer, and all you see is a cloud the size of a man's hand, what happens to your faith then? Do you still become persistent in prayer? Do you still hold to the promises of God? Do you still hold from the voice and the word of God that you heard through his word? The promises that he's given to us. Many promises. Do we still hold to those promises even though we can't see much with our faith yet? But we know that God answers when we pray the prayer of faith. Elijah knew that. So there was no doubt in his heart or his mind, just because when he prayed once and sent the servant out, that the servant came back and said, there's nothing there. Well, that did not bother or hinder his faith. The poor servant just had to make 7 trips. I don't know how far it was, but I'm sure he was about burnt out at this time. Because he had to go to the top and look out over the horizon, to see what was there. See, the God had already told Elijah, it's going to rain. You do what I tell you to do, and you're going to have victory. But you have to do it this way. Now, Elijah, after the prophets of Baal had finished all their agony and punishment that they had put on themselves, Elijah now takes over with his God. And he built his altar, and he put the firewood under it, and laid the carcass on top of it. And then he goes a little further than that. He said, I want you to dig a trench around the altar. A ditch. And he said, I want y'all to start bringing water and pour it all over the sacrifice and saturate the altar with water. And the Bible said they brought so much water, it filled the trenches that he had dug around there. So you see, Elijah knew it was time for God to prove who he was. He wasn't going to do it just like they had done it. And God said, make it difficult for the people to believe. How many people find it so difficult to believe God's word? When the word of God through prophecy and through the anointing of the Holy Spirit gives us a revelation of God's word, yet there's so many who still find it difficult to believe. I have a problem with people who believe Jesus can save them, but they don't believe Jesus can heal them. Something happened in that gap somewhere. I don't understand what happened. If I can believe in Jesus Christ that has promised me eternal life, wow. But I can't believe that he heals. Well, listen, there are times when we need a healing and we don't get it. That doesn't mean he doesn't heal. And if you've ever been healed, no one can ever tell you that he doesn't heal. You become a testimony of that. There may be many unbelievers who don't believe it. Well, look at you, you're sick again. That's okay, the servant went 7 times. But faith didn't waver. And in the end, we'll have the ultimate healing anyway. That mansion. Me and Brother Winky talked about a mansion this morning. Not here on this earth. No, all these greedy people that's in the world today building themselves little mansions to live in. And I say little compared to the one we're going to have. But God said, don't be envious of those. Don't want what they have. Don't desire that, because they have their reward. I hope they enjoy it. They have their reward. But our reward is laid up in heaven. Amen. And we get there by exercising the same faith in God that Elijah did. So the whole altar was saturated. The water was in the trenches. Elijah gets on his knees. Puts his face between his knees on the ground and begins to pray, I believe, a very simple prayer. God, you've instructed me to do all of this. Now it's yours. And he prayed fire down from heaven. And it consumed the carcass sacrifice. It consumed the altar. And then it consumed the water in the trenches. And no wonder Elijah said, go tell him it's going to rain. Did you see what God did? Go tell him it's going to rain. Better get down off of this mountain. The rain that God told me was coming is on the way. I believe he would have believed it even if he didn't see a cloud. That cloud he saw was for us, not for him. He still believed because God had told him. Now, what does God tell us in his word? Us today who have all the things that none of these old prophets had, but they had what we need. Put that faith in God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can live with this sickness if I have to. I can live with these burdens if I have to. I can live with a bad heart if I have to. I can do all these things through Christ who strengthens me. Why? Because I still believe. I still believe. Yes, you've got to have that kind of faith. You've got to have that touch of faith in your life. To believe God no matter what happens to you or how often it happens. Oh yes, glory to God. I can testify of healings. More than one. Some of you can too. I've gone before the knife. And I remember going into open heart surgery. And Shelley, being a nurse, she was in there with me. Not for the surgery, I guess. Well, she might have been. I didn't know who was there. But the last thing I prayed, I said, Lord, if this is your way to take me to heaven, I'm ready to go. Amen. But if this is a work of the devil, I'm not going to let the devil kill me. I believe that you're the healer. Some people say God don't heal through doctors and medicines. Well, you go on, fool. Stay home and die. Where do you think it's come from to make medicine? People don't want to get high on Jesus, but they get high on the weeds that he created. Huh? Yeah. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It's all his. It's not God's fault that man is evil and does what he does with what God has given us. No. But faith moves the mountain. A lady went to one of these seminars about faith. And that greedy faith, you know, they tell you you can name it and claim it and all of this Bible stuff. Huh? And they had told her about faith. If you have faith, you can speak to that mountain and say, be cast into the sea. Well, the lady had a house located where there was a big hill or a mountain in front, in the back of her house, and every time she washed dishes, she would see this mountain. So now she's full of faith. So she goes home, opens the curtain, and speaks to the mountain. She goes away for a little while and comes back and opens the curtain. And she said, just as I figured, you're still here. No, see, that's not faith. No, that's faith in faith. You got to have faith in God. Elijah's faith was not in anything else, not in the altar, not in the water, not in the fire. It was in God. Because God said, I will prove it to you.
Pastor Spell and the congregation of Victory Gospel Lighthouse wish to thank you for tuning into our broadcast and want you to join us at the same time next Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for more of God's Word here on HLE Radio. If you would like to partner with us by spreading the gospel, you can send your support to P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. If you would like to listen to more sermons, you can do so by going to hleradio.com and clicking on Online Sermons, Victory Gospel Lighthouse. We hope you will join us next week. God bless you and God bless America.
No, I'm not perfect, and I'll never be. Your sweet forgiveness, Lord, can rescue me. Here comes His grace again. There goes my fear. Here comes my Lord and friend.